We're going to be reading a story called My Brother is Afraid of Just About Everything. Follow along in your book as we read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? My Brother is Afraid of Just About Everything by Lois Osborne.
My little brother is afraid of just about everything. Whenever there's a thunderstorm, I know where to find him, underneath the bed. When we're outside and the mailman comes, I know where to find him, behind the bushes. He doesn't like men with beards. When he's in the bathtub, he screams if I let the water out. Maybe he thinks he'll go down the drain along with the water. So I take him out first, then I empty the tub. Yesterday, my mother started a vacuum. My brother started to howl. Maybe he thinks the vacuum cleaner is a monster. He sure acts that way. So my mother asked me to take him for a walk. We went past my school. See, I said, that's where you'll be going in a couple of years. I could tell by my brother's face what he thought about that. We met some of my friends at the playground. They think my brother is cute. What's your name and how old are you? They asked. Did my brother answer them? No, of course not. He just buried his face in my stomach, the way he always does. On our way home, we came to some railroad tracks. A train was coming, so we waited across. Most kids think trains are pretty exciting. They wave at the engineer, they count cars, but not my brother. His arms went around me like boa constrictors. I couldn't have shaken him loose if I'd wanted to. Back home, we sat together under the big tree in our backyard. I decided it was time we had a talk. Look, I said to him, did thunder and lightning ever hurt you? He shook his head. Or the mailman or the vacuum cleaner? He shook his head again. Then how come you're so scared of everything? I asked. My brother's face drooped. The corners of his mouth turned down and quivered. His shoulders came up to his ears. His big eyes looked at me. I felt like patting him on the back and saying that everything was okay. But instead, I said, look, you've got to get tough. It's stupid to keep on being afraid of things that won't hurt you. Then I saw a great big happy smile spread across my brother's face. He was looking at something behind me. I didn't even have to ask what it was. Nothing else could make my brother look that happy. It had to be a dog. I tried very hard. I shut my eyes and pretended the dog wasn't there. I took deep breaths so my heart wouldn't beat so fast. I clenched my hands so they would stop trembling. I prayed the dog would go away. Then I felt its feet upon my shoulders. I thought of sharp claws. I felt its rough, wet tongue against the back of my neck. I thought of all those teeth. That did it! I couldn't get into the house fast enough. Across the yard I ran. I yanked open the screen door and quickly slammed it shut. I even hooked it. Safe behind the door I stood, catching my breath. Then I went to the window. I knew what I would see. Yes, there was my brother with his arms around that dog. I watched them play together. I watched them for a long time. I suppose that dog would have played with me too, if I had been outside. But I stayed inside. I felt bad about it, but I stayed inside. Oh well, everybody's afraid of something, I guess.
And that's the end of the story.